What the hell was that?
That's the balls dropping.
You wish someone pulling them?
Well, I don't, you never know. Yesterday at the party, maybe, which, ooh, actually, sponsor music, go. Have you heard of Joy Mo Daddy?
I have, actually. Was that a DJ yesterday?
I think I speak for most people that sometimes you're not always feeling like you're optimal in the bedroom. You're not fully ready. Maybe you're feeling a little nervous. Maybe you're feeling a little bit like, ooh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Have you felt like that?
I have.
Well, maybe you'd like to try today's sponsor, Joy Mode. Now, I took some Joy Mode before we went to a very, we'll get into the party we went to yesterday.
And did you have joyful time?
Oh, my mode was
on. Were you in Joy Mode all day?
That is where Joy Mode comes in. Whether you're looking to spice it up in the intimate moments in your bedroom, increase your confidence, or just looking for all natural science-backed supplements to make sure your erection gets a little bit longer and harder.
Stiff. Ooh.
It's something you put into 6 to 8 ounces of water, you shake it up, you have a little drink, and you take that about 45 minutes before you'd like to have any sexy times.
Is that what you were drinking all day yesterday?
No, but it was very easy to travel with. And while we were at a day fair, they didn't mind that you had like little like juice packets, and I saw lots of people with like energy or hydration that you add to water. Yeah. And they did not even bat an eye at my Joy Mode packet.
Nope.
And not only is it a great drink to get you active and maybe boost your performance a bit, it also helps with blood vessel support, cardiovascular and heart health, athletic performance, blood pressure, plus just general erection function. And it's even got vitamin C. So I was dancing the night away, but also doing some other
things.
Doing
it very, very hard.
So redefine your intimacy. Go to usejoymode.com. That's usejoymode.com for 20% off with code WATS. Again, that is 20% off with code
WATS.
Which leads us perfectly into today's podcast with Daddy's Safe Word.
Happy New Year.
And welcome back to the podcast, and happy new year. Happy 2024, everyone. I'm Amp.
I'm Mr. Christopher.
And today, it's the new year. Daddy, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm lovely.
Are you slightly hungover?
Bleh, today.
It's rainy.
Hungover? No, I legitimately woke up today feeling great. Though, yesterday was New Year's Day, and we did go to a party of sorts.
We did, and that was lots of fun. I had a lot of joy in that.
How was your new year, though, Daddy? What did you do? What was our weekend like? Because it was jam-packed, and you still have to go
to town. I feel like we haven't stopped. So I had a house guest come in on Thursday? Friday. I don't even know what today is. And then we went to, let's see, their birthday is December 31st.
Okay.
So, and I know what that's like to having a birthday next to New Year's, because everyone by my birthday is so tired of partying. They don't want to celebrate. But could you imagine having your birthday on the 31st when everyone's focused on New Year's Eve? Nobody wants to celebrate your birthday. So
and people probably like try to two and one it, right?
Yeah. And so we made it a point to make it purely about their birthday for the first half of the evening.
Oh, no, I got that, because I said something like Happy New Year to someone and I got death glare.
A death glare from who? The birthday boy?
No, I was not let in on the fact that we weren't talking about New Year's.
I've talked about it for a full month.
No. But it was to the point where you're like, we weren't even saying that. It was like a safe word.
No.
Immediately shut down.
Not about New Year's.
Okay. Well, then happy birthday to Artie and not New Year's. No, you have Artie in town, who's been on the podcast before. Big old diaper player. Lovely person. Which, where are they at currently? Because you're not under
they're
the table.
They're spending the night with someone else tonight. So
I love that.
I've got a night off.
When people are able to be self-sufficient but still visit.
Yeah.
Because he's here for over a week.
Yeah, he's here for a week. But it's all good. It's been great. So we went out to dinner with him and some friends. And then we went across the street to Oasis nightclub and saw the Baloney Show.
Can you explain the Baloney Show for people that don't know? Because they might think you're talking about Oscar Mayer.
No, the Baloney Show is an all male review that is done here. I shouldn't even say all male, because it's not. Yeah. They tout it as all male, but the cast isn't all male.
True.
And actually has a lot of non-binary in it as well.
Non-binary people.
Yeah.
there was at least two what appeared to be cis women.
Mm-hmm.
There was some non-binary, some they, thems. But it is a very sex positive and very phallic I think is
a good way to put it. Oh, it's very sexual.
Yeah.
So they do a series of skits.
It's very SNL.
Yes.
Like different shows. What was your favorite one?
But well, and I had already prearranged with the producer to kind of humiliate Artie. So I made Artie wear diapers to the show. And
as if he wouldn't have worn diapers.
Well, sure. But he hasn't ever been publicly humiliated in this fashion before, right? So they pulled him on stage, and they our friend Pup Badge, big muscle hunk puppy, spanked him on stage over his knee, gave him birthday spankings. And then Rory, the producer, pulled Artie's pants down and revealed his diapers.
Yeah, it was a very I think he enjoyed it. I didn't ask him, but he seemed pretty proud of himself. And then you didn't even talk about they broke a ping pong paddle.
Oh yeah, so yeah, this you didn't is even the talk second about. Time
yeah.
When Artie was here for Folsom, I was spanking his ass with a paddle for a public session, and he broke my paddle. So they were using a ping pong paddle and totally snapped and flew across the room again. So this is the second one.
Well, to be fair, the first one was a metal and wood grade.
Yes, it was my favorite paddle. Oh. It was hardcore, heavy duty paddle.
And this one was just a ping pong paddle. So.
Yeah, so that kind of went fast. And he was hitting him hard because he was padded with
what diapers. What did you get for your birthday from Artie then? Hopefully a paddle.
My birthday hasn't happened yet, so I don't know. So we will find out.
True. And then, after seeing Bologna, so my favorite part of Bologna, besides you also went up on stage, you didn't even tell us about that. My favorite skit, though, that they did was a Friday the 13th, like, camp counselor skit. Mm-hmm. But instead of a knife or I think that's what he carries, Michael Myers, he had a gigantic, very phallic dildo that would, like, when he brought it up, it would kind of like it would kind of bounce.
I think
a little
they
bit.
Were like spoofing American Horror Stories.
No, that was Friday the 13th, wasn't it? With the camp counselors. I mean, the American Horror Story, to be fair,
American Horror Story had that whole season of camp counselors.
Well, they're spoofing on Friday the 13th, though, right? Or not spoofing even? It's referential.
I think it kind of is a combo of both.
Well, is it Friday? So correct me if I'm wrong, audience, because we can hear you. The first Friday the 13th is a camp related thing, right?
I don't know. I don't watch scary movies.
Okay, well, you can't say that. You can't reference something that came after an original
But
horror.
I did see American Horror Story, and it was all camp counselors.
Yeah, they were referencing Friday the 13th. Oh, my God. And every other, like, camp counselor movie. But right, Friday the 13th is one of the first ones.
It's an homage. It's a hodgepodge. It's a...
How do you spell homage?
H-O-M-A-Hodge.
Anyway, that one was spoofing Friday the 13th. You said it was such like no, it's it. They're clearly
because they're all the same. They're all the same.
And then Daddy was forced on stage as well, which I don't think he knew was happening.
I didn't know that one was coming, but Rory also came down off the stage and he whispered in my ear, "We're gonna do your friend, but do you want to come up?" And I'm like, "Sure." And so they had a skit where it was a porn casting couch.
So if people know Man Up Films, if you watch any queer related porn whatsoever, Man Up Films is like this kind of niche brand that honestly do some of the most fetish content out there. Like whenever I'm scrolling on the internet and there's just an odd fetish, and again, there's no judgment here, but more so like I'm trying to think of an example. So like shrinking porn, guys getting shrunk, or even growth porn, or like that kind of niche stuff where like, oh no, I'm locked in chastity at the gym and my bro just saw and now they're making fun of me. Like they get really into the fetishy stuff. And I think they do.
Which I think is Rory's secret kink, but not so secret kink.
This fetishy stuff?
He does. Yes.
Yeah.
So he puts it on stage for everyone to see.
Well, what I like is the way that they do it is like you can submit a story into their website and they'll turn that into a skit. But I bet you sometimes those boys just do skits of their own that they really want to do. Anyway, so they were... They showed us a Man Up Films like short little skit slash porn scene minus the actual fucking. And do you want to explain what the scene was? Or
I didn't really get to see what the audience was seeing because they pulled me backstage and so I was in the dressing room with everybody and they gave me the script. I could hear the movie playing in the main theater, but I was backstage and I didn't get to see it.
Oh,
so I did get a glimpse that there was a guy in a jockstrap with the red Rudolph.
No, so the scene was there was a guy that was in like tight. Well, then jockstrap. And then somewhat this other muscle hunk comes in and he's supposed to be Rudolph with a red nose mm-hmm. and a red thong. And he's just supposed to be like Rudolph, but really horny and angry. So he's just like, I need to fuck something. I'm going to fuck you. And then like the Rudolph attacks the other hunk and they. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, so, that's better motivation. They didn't give me my motivation. I just had to read the lines.
So then we watched this like 2-minute video and then you come out on stage with this guy in a white jockstrap and you had a Rudolph nose on.
Right.
And you guys pretty much did the same scene.
The same line by line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. So now I understand why it was so confusing for you.
Oh, wait. I thought I pulled that off brilliantly. Oh,
I mean, you were great.
Although so halfway great. Through my reading, they had put this felt red nose on my nose, like this ball. But because of my nose ring, it couldn't go on all the way. So it kind of fell off mid reading and it just kind of bounced across the floor. But I just rolled with it.
No, you were great. You ad-libbed actually very well.
I did. I ad-libbed. I said wherever my nose went.
But the whole production, I did tape it on your phone too.
Yes, I haven't even really watched that one back yet.
You should watch it.
I'll post it on Twitter.
It was funny.
You guys can watch it.
Yeah, and then I would say buy the Man Up film version of it and then like maybe take a clip from it or something.
Go side by side with
it. Yeah, edit it so that it's fair use. But don't, but obviously tag them.
Obviously.
We want to support.
Because I'm sure they're all over social media.
They are. Actually, no. Man Up Films, again, niche content, but I will see them all the time on the clip sites, even the porn hubs. And they always do. There's a lot of hypno-related stuff. Like, they do this stuff where, like, your housemate or your landlord comes and you hypnotize them and then you fuck them. And then, like, oh, my God, fuck me harder and I won't charge you rent. Like, it's very, they're leaning into the silly.
Thank God you two plumbers arrived.
I know. And then you snap your finger, the plumber turns into a dog and starts sucking your dick. Like, that's the kind of stuff that they do.
Yeah.
And they are very active on the social media. So shout out to Man Up Films. One of their producers and I did a scene for Fetish Force forever ago. Lance, do you know Lance Hart?
I remember the name. I can't picture who
you would know the face.
Yeah,
okay. Very nice guy. Anyway, so then we did Baloney that night, which I had a really good time.
That was a really fun one.
A big shout out to them, Baloney. They can be our sexy shout out of the week. They do a really, really good job.
And then Pup Badge always does one, which I'm always blown away that he pulls it off, these monologues over and over.
In Baloney.
And he did the Devil Wears Prada. What's her name? Miranda Priestly thing about the belts. It was really funny.
What color were the belts, Daddy?
Cerulean.
Sorry, say that again.
Cerulean.
No, it's a Cerulean.
Cerulean.
It was really funny because he came out on stage. And again, it's very much a burlesque, sexy burlesque. Well, I think burlesque is meant to be sexy of queer people. And he comes out and like fully dressed and he starts undressing himself and is like tears apart this case of or this shelf of like stuff that's all hung up. It's very Miranda Priestly. He does a very good job. It's very sexy, too. So that was a good part.
So if you're ever in San Francisco, check out the Baloney Show. It changes all the time.
Yeah.
And it's always playing, usually.
And always they always have some fun self-referential or, like, political pop culture. Like, for instance, at one point, this was specifically themed for this time of year. These two men are making out on a bed, and then all of a sudden you see this third lump, and out pops Britney Spears with two knives.
With two knives, yeah.
And the song that they were doing a burlesque show to was a Britney song to begin with, so it was even funnier. Anyway, shout out to Baloney. Y'all did a really good job. And
you made our night.
Yeah. Well, before we went to it, this again was New Year's Eve. This was before we even got to the proper New Year's party.
Right.
But before that.
Okay, so you know how you're not supposed to take anything into like a club or a dance party and sometimes they pat you down to see?
Yes, this is what you have pockets for. This is what you have secret pockets for.
Okay, so You know how your mother gave us all those little shots of bottles of like moonshine and Baileys and she like little, airplane little minis. Little minis. Mini so shots. I shoved a bunch of minis in my pockets to go to the Breakfast of Champion thing.
I was wondering, this was what we did New Year's Day. We haven't even gotten to that in the story yet.
So, and it's a huge festival in San Francisco, daytime festival we'll get into. But so I just shoved a bunch of them in my pockets because drinks are insanely expensive at these things. And I'm like, what am I going to do with all these airplane drinks? I might as well just take them with me and just throw them in a Coke or something. So we get there and then we're in this line to check in and they're doing security and I'm watching them
it's pat people's down
it's pockets one, and empty their down. Water bottles and everything.
Ladies
and
check so, purses and bags.
So I got nervous and so...
I was wondering I casually, what was up with you. You were so skittish and like...
Well, I didn't want them to take away my...
I thought maybe you were still like stoned from the night before.
No, I didn't want them to take away my airplane bottles of alcohol. So
how many did you sneak in? I saw at least two.
A handful. And so...
Well, how many is a handful? You can just say a handful.
So I thought, okay, they're not going to pat my crotch. So I put I started one by one throwing them down the front of my pants. But then I forgot... I was wearing a thong, so the pouch wasn't very big. And so I've got all these, I've got like five mini alcohol containers in my crotch trying to, and now I'm walking kind of bow-legged because I don't want
I any, thought you had a diaper on.
I didn't want them part, to because the way you were walking.
No, like,
I didn't want it to slip out and fall down my pants leg.
I just figured Artie put it in.
And then we get to the security and they literally, I opened my jacket so they could do whatever they want. And they just like patted my side for like half a second.
They don't care.
And they're like, okay, go on. And I'm like,
as long as you don't have a weapon. Motherfucker,
I went through all of that stress for nothing.
Well, there you go. That's it. You're hilarious. And so what if they had patted you just hard enough and like jiggled your sides like the front of your thumb?
Oh, that would have been a disaster. There'd be moonshine all over the concrete.
Yeah, or just like what if imagine you had a Manscaped razor in there. Today's second sponsor, Manscaped. Now it's 2024. I'm still not used to that. I was writing a check today for rent and I put 2023 twice. Like I ruined the check twice, which has nothing to do with today's sponsor.
I think they would still take it.
I don't think they do though. Like if you cry, anyway, cheers to today's second sponsor, Manscaped, because your resolutions shouldn't be the only thing that are well kept in 2024. And now is the perfect time for new opportunities, a new look, maybe even a new look for your Times Square balls. Oh, cause balls drop. Oh, I see. I get the ad now. Manscaped, you're so funny. Or maybe you should try out Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. And it is the perfect gift or just something new to start your year to turn your page on confidence. Whether you're looking to maintain a trim or go for that clean-shaven look, this trimmer has you covered. Trusted by over 10 million people around the world, and now's your time to get your own grip on grooming with this exclusive offer by going to manscaped.com and using offer code
WATS20
for 20% off and free shipping. Again, that is what code, Daddy?
WATS20
at manscaped.com to make your balls happy this new year.
I'm so getting so good at this.
You're amazing.
WATS20.
What?
Mm-hmm. WATS. What? What? WATS20.
Remix. Can I hit the slay button? Slay. So you too can slay the new year, introduce your new MVP in the bathrooms, maybe with a Lawnmower 5.0, maybe even in the weed whacker. It's great for around the nose. Is that the sound it makes? And of course, all Manscaped products are meant to reduce nicks and cuts. They're perfect. I did a little manscaping before we went out partying, which is what we're going to get into. We went to the sex party for the New Year's. Ooh. But couldn't have done it without Manscaped. So thank you again, Manscaped, for making me not only smell good, but look good in the new year.
Oh, thank you, Manscaped.
But then,
yeah.
Picture it. We were done. So we went to a really nice dinner. Then we went to the really nice show. We got some drinks. Daddy, you won not only a free drink, but a shirt at Bologna. And
okay.
Wait, what?
That's the whole thing.
Uh-oh, are we dragging Bologna?
Maybe.
Okay, Bologna.
So they told me I get a free shirt and a free drink, right? And they made a big public announcement about that. Thing. So I go up to the bar and I order two drinks. And I said, I think I get one of those free. And by the way, do you know how much those two drinks cost?
Too much.
Like almost $50. Oh, it was insane. So,
and they weren't even tall drinks.
No, they were. I think that's why. But anyway, and he's like, well, do you have a drink ticket?
The drink shouldn't be twice as much if it's a single shot tall. Sorry, I'm just.
And so I was like, oh no, they didn't give me that, but they did make a public service announcement to the whole audience that you just heard. And he still wouldn't give it to me. So I was like, okay. So I paid for them. And then I ran over to the merch booth and I was like, I think I'm supposed to get a drink ticket. I'm not sure. And can I get a t-shirt? And they're like, oh, sure. Which one do you like? I'm like, oh, the Camp Bologna in medium. Oh, we don't have medium in that. So then I chose another shirt in medium. And they're like, oh, we don't have medium. Oh, they didn't have any mediums.
Hey, medium is hard. We're getting ready for MAL as well. Uh-huh. And mediums are hard to come by when you make an order for something. We order three times the amount of mediums and larges because that's no size shaming anyone, but that's the most popular medium generic and size. Medium
large is the most popular size usually.
And so I can commiserate, but hopefully, hey, Baloney boys, daddy needs a shirt.
Oh, I did get a text from Rory today that he is bringing your jacket tomorrow. Okay.
That's a really weird thing to bring up on the podcast, but thank you.
You're welcome.
And then we headed over to a nice private party of sorts. And it was do you want to explain the party? This was our New Year's.
Are you talking about the New Year's party. Sex party or our friend's house?
Okay. Technically.
Yeah.
Let's just go right to the sex party.
Okay. We did have a one drink out of friends, but so we're not fancy. Even going to talk about parties. Them. So it was, we just didn't.
Sorry, what did we do to them?
Then we went over to a sex party at Mr. S above, which I don't, it wasn't open to the public.
No, this is a private party.
Okay. So
we're airing that laundry.
Yeah.
And there was no laundry to air.
It was
just essentially the Mr. S space that had a little fun little New Year's party. It was a really good time. There were snacks, there was food. We did a little happy birthday for Artie.
Mm-hmm. I got him a cheesecake. And that cheesecake went quick.
Oh yeah. I had at least three pieces. It was good.
Did you really?
No, I had two. But it was really good.
Yeah.
It was essentially a little space where we got like undressed, got naked, and there were some slings, there was good music, there was snacks. Mm-hmm. For someone of my sex party caliber, it was nice and it wasn't too aggressive. Like, how do you throw a sex party? What are the necessities of a sex party, do you think?
Dim lighting, good music.
Dim boys.
Places if you want to play. Lube.
Yeah.
Paper towels.
Well, there was slings.
Hide the furniture you don't want anyone to sit on.
Yeah, right. There was slings. There was a little couch comfy area. There was even like a dark bedroom. And then there was where everyone got changed was kind of like a little workout area. There were even weights if you needed to get a pump on.
A little pump on, yeah.
And then a huge bathroom if you needed to do any spot checks. It was a good little setup and snacks and food.
Mm-hmm. That's all I look for at a sex party is snacks and food.
Not sex.
Oh, yeah, the sex too.
I mean, I didn't have sex. I had lots of good conversations and like a good social area for those demi boys that were there.
Artie and I played a bit, but I seriously was full, a little bit tipsy, and it was hard after midnight to stay. Which is almost every single one of my New Year's Eve.
Like
as soon as the ball drops, my eyeballs drop.
Your balls drop.
My eyelids.
With Manscaped.
Eyelids drop.
It was just a very social, cool time. And what I liked this year was if you weren't at like a very casual house party with most of my friends, I don't know if yours were the same, but a lot of them like, oh no, I just stayed in. I stayed home. It was very refreshing. If COVID has done anything, it's made people appreciate staying home when they want to, you know, and not overexerting themselves. But I appreciated that. And then the next day we both slept in, which was a weird thing.
Yay.
Before we went to the day party where daddy snuck in a bunch of singles.
Then the next day was Breakfast of Champions.
That was a really good time. I enjoyed Breakfast of Champions because it's like this big open air kind of multi-block party.
And what is amazing about it, so this happened last year, I heard, because we were in Mexico last year. But
that's right.
It rained all weekend and then it cleared up and was perfectly sunny and warm for the day after. For Breakfast of Champions, and then it rained again. It did the exact same thing this year. It rained all day today.
It was perfect.
It was beautiful
first
yesterday,
of the year
but it
for
was
us.
Rainy all weekend.
It was just the line took forever to get in. But that party literally starts at 4 a.m. the day of like New Year's Day and goes till 4 a.m. the next day. Apparently, ridiculous how many people are there for all of that. There's like somewhere around they said like 10,000 people attend that party.
10 That sounds high.
That's what someone said.
Oh, I don't know. We need to check our facts. Don't quote us on that.
Oh, okay. Well, no, somebody, one of their people in line that was like doing line checks was also doing donations. And she said, if $1 comes from everyone today, we can raise $10,000. Yeah, I don't think she was
doing her math right.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it's possible they could hold that many because they go like two city blocks around.
Oh, bigger than that.
Yeah.
It's like
so it is hard to get the feeling of that many people because it's so spread out.
I will say it's a well-run event. There's multiple stages, DJs, they have food trucks, but Jesus fuck. We ordered four drinks at one point. Four drinks. How much do you think those drinks were?
Oh, drinks were insane this weekend.
Four drinks at Breakfast of Champions?
$75.
$98.
$98?
$98.
See, and you give me a hard time for sneaking in moonshine.
I wasn't giving you a hard time. It was the way in which you did it that I was giving you a hard time about. But, yeah.
That's insane. That's more than the cost of getting in.
And there was this lovely lady that was serving me and our friend Michael. We were in line getting drinks. Four drinks again. Insane. And she was flirting with us, it was cute, it was appreciated. But then we were ordering drinks, and I literally ordered our drinks, which was, it was essentially a Jack and ginger beer. And I name it because it was on this sign. It was like the Golden God. And she goes, great, great. Okay, got two of those.
She didn't know how to make it.
Is that the one with the bourbon in it? And I said, I believe so. It says Golden God. And she grabs the vodka. And I say, no, the bourbon one. And she goes, oh, you're right. And then she continues to pour and she starts talking with us. And I was watching and she's like, I like you guys, so I'll give you a little extra. It was.
That's not actually doing you a favor sometimes.
It was like six shots. I mean, we got our alcohol's worth for the amount of money.
And I don't even think it was bourbon. It was just a terrible
bourbon
drink.
It was bourbon with like a little tiny. Again, thank you so much. You're so kind. I appreciate it. But I. Ooh.
No, but it is insane, the pricing of drinks now. It's like they know they've got you captive. So, because they tried that at Castro Street Fair too, and then no one was buying drinks. And so they halfway through the fair, you saw them slashing the prices to get.
Oh, yeah.
Because people weren't buying drinks. This because it was insane.
Problem with alcohol.
It was like $25 a drink.
It's so expensive.
Yeah.
But it was a really good party otherwise. I mean, I wasn't drinking tons of alcohol. I had my
but no, pot. You couldn't afford it.
I can afford it, thank you very much. But I was ordering like just regular Cokes by the end of it because it was unnecessary how expensive they were.
You should have come to Daddy for a bottle of Jack.
You didn't have a bottle. You had moonshine.
I had
moonshine. First of all, you had moonshine.
Blame your mother. That's what she gave us as stocking stuffers.
My mom did not put moonshine in your thong, so I'm not going to blame her, first of all. No, it was not the best moonshine. It wasn't bad, but it was cough like syrup.
Shot
it tasted like Vicks cough syrup.
Vapor rub or something, yeah.
And then we just came home and watched Pretty Woman, which I thought was hilarious that some of them hadn't seen that before.
I know. Some of our friends haven't seen it. So,
how many more movies do you have on your list that need to get watching?
Actually, it was hard for me to go through the list to find something you hadn't seen.
I know.
I think I've made you see everything.
Well, not everything, but... Daddy has a list that people always ask for. And if you're on the Patreon, you can see the list.
We will put the list up on Patreon.
We put the list up like five times on Patreon.
I know, but we'll do it again.
We need to do just a series of you watching every single one of those videos.
How would you tape that?
You would literally say, here's all the videos, or here's all the movies that I think queer, gay, young people should watch. And you go through the movies one at a time and you just go, what would the first one be that you would watch for that?
Postcards from the Edge.
Postcards from the Edge. And then you give it like reasons why it's perfect, you know?
Okay.
And why people would need to.
Okay.
I can't wait for you to produce this.
You're producing this.
No. You're very capable.
How about me watching the movies and just saying all the lines before they happen?
No, that's not.
You love it when I do that.
I hate when you do that. That's why I don't watch things with you usually the second time because you will literally be like, oh no, don't go to the watch. Like you're one of those people, and I love you. How excited you get! It's very endearing, but it does ruin things sometimes.
Don't miss this part
of the podcast. Oh, thank God I won't.
The movie.
The only other notable thing from our lovely New Year's weekend was we went to a werewolf game night.
Oh, that was fun too.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't expecting. I'm not a gamer, so I didn't know what to expect. And I found a new game I liked.
Yeah, so explain what a werewolf game night is first.
Oh, I don't know. It's a bunch of people getting together playing games. But then they play this one called Werewolf, where There's everyone has to close their eyes and they're assigned different village people. And
not you were
a witch and there was a seer, an overseer who could see.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. You are terrible at
there
explaining.
There were four werewolves.
Stop.
And the four werewolves who I just watched, they were gaslighting you guys so hard. And no one caught on.
No. Okay.
It was the werewolves that were killing everyone.
Stop. What? Werewolf Game Night is a lovely game night a friend of ours does with a furry adjacent or pup groups. And it always happens on a full moon. That's why it's a werewolf game night.
Oh my God, it was a gorgeous
also night. Happen to play werewolf, which is it's like mafia or if it Among Us, but in person. It everyone has a secret role that they're given and they have an ability they can do. It's good for groups of like 8 to 10, I think is the perfect. We had like 20 people playing. It was the most I've ever seen playing werewolf, but I did have a witch role, which allowed me the opportunity to kill someone with poison or save someone with like a potion.
And you saved yourself.
Yeah, because I was killed.
Yeah.
And then I used my potion later on to kill someone else that was important. So, but it was really fun. I had a good time. And I even got a text after from the organizer that was like, oh, daddy was so cute. I didn't know he loved games. And I was like, I didn't either. You ended up finding what was the name of the game?
I don't remember. Right. But it was kind of like tic-tac-toe on speed. It was the game board pieces were different heights, different shapes, different colors, and had a hole or not a hole, and you had to get four across. And but it was really mine.
It's called Quarto. And I know that because that's I purchased it right away for you because Quarto. You were so I've never seen
this
you
seems
interested
like a game
in
that
video,
would be fun to smoke cigars with. It's kind of like chess but doesn't take as long.
It's very much a you could play it in 1 minute or you can play it in 10 minutes. You know,
depending on how dumb your
you're essentially trying to get four in a row. So tic tac toe, but a little bit a bit thicker, if you will. And contrary to normal games, it's pretty easy to just get in and out real quick.
And those are the games I like. I don't like all the strategy like Risk. I hate Risk.
Why?
Because it takes forever.
Well, yeah, but I've never seen you play Risk either.
I played Risk once with somebody for 2 hours and I never got a turn.
How?
They never let me have a turn. They kept playing.
You need to choose better games to play, Dan.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's the problem.
That was 20 years ago. I never played it again. It was a stupid game.
Okay, but you could play other games more frequently. It's not a matter. No.
Ruined all games for me.
Okay, well, I'll return Quarto then. I mean, if you don't want... No,
I like that one because it's fast and easy. It's fast and easy. That's what we need. But makes you think.
And
I used to play chess with my grandfather, who is a master chess champion. And
legitimately?
Yeah.
I've never seen you play chess either.
I know, because it takes so long. But I got pretty good at it in high school. So I do like that thinking game and trying to think several moves ahead and what your opponent is going to do in response to what you just did. Those are kind of the games I like.
Oh, I play those games all the time.
Like?
Mind games.
No, I know that.
We had a nice weekend, though. It was a good way to end 2023 and start 2024. So I hope everyone else had a really good start to their year. I know lots of friends that are starting the year a little sick, so please, because we're getting ready for MAL coming up too, which is Mid-Atlantic Leather.
Yes.
It's kind of the start of convention season for us. Mm-hmm. It's where we start going to Costco buying pallets of Airborne and other herbs just to keep ourselves healthy. Knock on wood, but I think we made it through this weekend pretty healthy.
We did
healthy.
So far. Let's not ruin that.
No, that's why I knocked on wood. Why do people knock on wood?
I don't know.
Further, why do gays always knock on their crotch after they say that?
I don't know anyone who does, but okay.
Probably because of joy mode. You don't. I know lots of gays that will, you know, to be funny. Because
sponsor wood. Callback.
Just tickle yourself with that joke.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Which brings us to the new year, though. I wanted to talk about today, just like New Year's resolutions. Uh-huh. I asked our audience what some of theirs were, but okay. I'm also curious what some of yours are because we talked a little bit last year, literally about that coming up and like thinking about things. But what are some things you're really looking to do in this new year, Daddy?
Well, what's so funny is you asked me this question a year ago, and I didn't, without putting much thought into it, I said fisting because it was the only kink I thought I hadn't
and
tried.
Last MAL, you got fisted.
And then, well, yeah, kind of. And
wow. You started out.
I started my fisting journey.
Yes, baby steps into fisting.
And now I can take comfortably a medium-sized hand, which I never thought I would get to. So I was kind of, it was kind of cool how having that New Year's resolution and doing it publicly made me accountable for it.
Everyone give daddy a hand.
Several people have already. So this year, so I was thinking about it on the way over. So I'm trying to think of a fetish I haven't done before.
Hmm.
You know, one fetish I haven't tried?
What's that?
Fin-domming.
That one makes me uncomfy.
I know, and that's why I haven't tried it. That makes but me uncomfy. There are so many boys and people who say it brings them joy.
I'm all for bringing joy. When I say, so let me explain though. When I say uncomfy, I've heard far too many stories of people that got into it and did not do a good job, and therefore financially they just put themselves in duress.
Yeah,
or they got that's power why play I don't like in a bad it. Way.
I don't want to do that to anybody.
I know, and I don't think you ever would. And there are findoms out there that do so ethically, and they don't take more than they should or need or will. Like, you know, decide on. I think that gets into a risky area. That is definitely, ironically, I would consider that kind of edge play, because that can affect your actual life. You know.
Yeah, and I get that. And so, but here's the other thing is it's a matter of time. So usually when I do, when a person wants to be fin-dommed by me, I said, just subscribe to my Just for Fans or something. And, but they want a little more personal attention. So how is it any different than being a pro sex dom? So it is an exchange of services. As long as you do it ethically and you don't drain someone to financial ruin.
Yeah. We need to do a proper episode on it still. We haven't put in the time and research. 2024, let's do a FinDom episode.
So that's one of the things I thought of. And then the other thing is I've been wanting to write a book for so long. And roadblock.
Writer's block.
I already have writer's block because I hate writing. I don't like writing. So I've had writer's block for 4 years. So, but this is the year Race Bannon said he's going to help me. I'm going to put aside some time. I've already done a timeline of my life and where I've been and where I've worked for my whole life. And fascinating thing, I discovered that because I wrote every single year where I was living, and I discovered I've never lived in the same place over 4 years.
Oh, I know.
Childhood.
You've mentioned. Wait, when did you say that you found that out? Because I feel like you've mentioned it a few times.
This year, as I was starting my.
Oh, book. This year. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
I talked to you privately a lot. I know. I don't think I said it publicly.
Oh, it doesn't matter either way. I think you mentioned on the pod. I was just stating a fact that's a. Yeah, no, I think we've chatted about that before. And so you've got a book already outlined, or what?
Kind of. I want to talk about because people are fascinated about the porn industry, right? And I have been doing porn for over 30 years, and I have worked with some major big names, so I have some tea.
You have tea? Oh, you mean stories to share?
Lots of stories to share about that. But also, people are always fascinated what got you into it. So I kind of want to talk about my childhood a little bit. I did go to college. Porn was not what I went to college for. And just talk about how I got into it. And then just how it just kind of steamrolled all the way through my life up until this point, being on What's the Safe Word. So I think it'll be a fascinating look.
I look forward to reading it.
Or a fascinating book.
Yeah, fascinating read.
Yeah.
Cute. Are there any other kinks I think that's a very good goal to set for yourself, which is to learn how to, or to learn how to write, to write a book, to write a book. That's a process. You did go to college. You are capable of writing.
I am capable.
You don't type though, do you? No, see this, and this is
I do type. But
what are your words per minute? I'm curious.
Peck. Like peck type. Peck.
Yeah, have you ever taken a word per minute test?
I took typing in high school on a typewriter.
Okay, that doesn't answer my question. My question was pretty.
You don't have to write fast to write a book.
No, I didn't say you did. I was just curious if you were going to type it. How are you writing this thing? No, it's not pointed. I'm curious.
I'll write it on a computer. Don't worry. I'm not going to write it by hand on paper like you think I am.
It's not what I said.
It doesn't need to be edited.
Everything needs a good editor. I'm not trying to read you. I was just curious. Anyway. My New Year's resolutions, thank you for asking.
I was about to, but you were grilling me on my typing skills.
I cannot wait to read your book.
I'd rather you read my book than read me. So what are your New Year's goals?
Always got to get that last one in there, don't you? Learning to hypnotize people, which I've already kind of, I'm getting, like, I want to feel more confident in that. I didn't even tell you about this.
No.
Podcast's over. Okay. Bye. No, kidding. So last, a week, 2 weeks, it was near the, I don't even know what day at this point we've been.
Did you hypnotize yourself and lose all memory?
You know, actually, as a top, when you hypnotize people, you do get into a headspace. And while it's not as suggestible or hypnotized as the sub is in that, there is
floaty. I've seen you.
Yeah. No, but as a top, I mean, the person that's.
No, I know. I've seen your dom too.
Oh, okay. Had a friend come over and just kind of talked through things. And my favorite thing when you watch a hypnotist do their work is you're watching them cook, as it were. Mm-hmm. Have you heard the term
letting someone cook? I've heard you say it very often. Yes.
Okay. Talk about pointed comments.
What? You asked, I answered.
Yeah. That tells me you have a certain opinion about the fact that I use words that you don't understand, but I use it a lot. Anyway. So my friend came over and I was not intentionally cooking, but he was half baked. That was a joke.
How much pot was involved?
There was some pot involved, but not like tons. Yeah. Anyway, and inadvertently ended up kind of hypnotizing him into this like dog head space. And it was really fun. He had a really good time. And then, Jeff, you ever seen Pinocchio?
The movie?
Thank you, soundboard. Wow, that was
delayed. Did that just go?
Yeah, that should have been about 20 seconds ago.
That was a delay.
Hilarious. Our soundboard's still in 2023. Pinocchio, you know Pleasure Island?
Yes.
Where like bad guys go and they like get turned into donkeys from like drinking beer and whatnot.
Sounds hot.
Right? So imagine an adult version. He really wanted to experience that. I thought this was so funny. So we're like chatting and talking and he's like, I was asking him if he'd like to do some hypno. And then I'm like, hey, would you like something to drink? He's like, yeah, what do you have? And so I pull out some beer.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, because you want to be creative.
The big beer glass?
I wish I had a Stein. Like, isn't it a Stein?
Yeah.
I wish. No.
You had the copper ones, but that's not the
same. You need like a big.
I'll get you a glass thing for your birthday. Okay.
Glass. Can you get it with like donkeys on the side too? Oh, sure. That'd be cute.
Yes, of course I can.
Anyway, don't shrug into the camera as if I can't see you. You're so.
I was doing that for our Patreon. Uh-huh.
Anyway, so had him like in that really animalistic headspace where like could have just blown at any point, not even touching him. Like it was really hot. It was really fun. So I want to do more of that.
Do I know this friend?
What?
Do I know this friend?
Yes, but I'm not going to say their name because somehow you'll say their name.
I won't say it. Just sign language it. Who? Never mind.
I'll tell you later.
Tell me later.
I'll tell you later. It's not a secret by any means. They wouldn't be like embarrassed, but I'm just like, you're a piece of work.
Who?
Who? The one that lives next door at 123 Internet Street?
Which one?
With the blue hair? Well, that's not that specific, I don't think.
The one with the nose ring or the...
Okay. Oh, thanks, Mickey. Actually, Mickey is fair game now. Did you see that? Steamboat
that means
Mickey?
Pinocchio is.
No, that doesn't mean that. What?
Isn't it owned by Disney?
Pinocchio is, yes, but do you know how intellectual properties work?
Tell me.
No, I'm just going to let you know that Steamboat Willie, Mickey, that specific version of him, is now fair use. Like, he is free reign for every company.
So when's Pinocchio fair use?
I don't know. Do the math.
Well, he's owned by Disney, so it's yeah. But those be the are two era.
Different properties, and also I don't know if they're owned by Disney now. But I wonder who owned them first, because it was written by someone. I'm pretty sure the story, the fairy tale, before Disney did their thing with it.
Hmm.
But I wish also that it would stop. We don't need another Pinocchio movie. There's so many Pinocchio movies out there.
That's why when you said, "Have you seen it?" I was like, "Which one?"
Well, a Pinocchio.
Okay.
You I know what the story, I was talking yes. about when I was talking about Pleasure Island, yes, right?
Yes, I did.
Cigars, yes. beer,
yes.
amusement park,
yes.
turning into donkeys.
Yes.
Okay. Hypno.
It's like a whole Rob Clark gallery.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Wait, here, let me try. Oh, there you go.
Oh, it's working.
The sound effects worked on time that time. Anyway, I want to get more into that. I want to be more a better, like, tist, as it were.
I like that.
I keep okay. saying that. But those are us. If you feel so inclined, I actually have some New Year's resolutions for you guys listening. Maybe you don't have one. Maybe you don't know what you want to be your New Year's resolution. Well, I've got some great ones from our audience here
okay.
that they freely gave us. And now we own legally okay. because I'm talking about it now.
Is that how it works? Do you know no. how this works?
You don't know who how intellectual property is. Don't even try. Don't even try. Okay. right up top of the list. Because they're verified. That's the only reason they're at the top of the responses. Ginger Dadbot says, learn more rope techniques and use hypno at the same time. Ooh.
Actually, I like that. So that's the only way I like hypno is with rope involved. I like the more tactile. I like the sensation, the feeling, and the words.
I would love to hypnotize someone who's also tied down. And the reason I love hypno is because you can incorporate so many different things. Like, for instance, the beer. When I brought the beer out, their boner like went from mostly hard to like super hard. Because when you work in tactile things in
was
person,
it the joy mode you put in the beer?
Oh yeah, no, I ew. Okay, no offense, joy mode. Don't put it in beer though. Ew. It's a joy mode is a citrusy.
Put it in a Corona.
Citrusy. Maybe actually that wouldn't be so bad.
See.
But not in a beer.
Corona is beer.
I know, but not like I'm thinking of like just a Stella or I don't know. joy mode, you're great. Next, though, Padunk, friend of the show, Padunk says, to be more selfish, as in self-love, taking time for myself and allowing me to spoil myself. Chat, people in comments, take yourself on a date. In 2024, have a date night for yourself. Have you ever done that? Yes or not works.
Not lately. Actually, no, I have started. It's not a date, but I now weekly go to a coffee shop and sit there and write in my journal.
Well, that's nice.
And so I'm taking time for myself.
Taking time for yourself counts, yeah. But don't do work next on your next date. Do something nice for yourself.
That's not work. Writing my journal is not work.
Oh, okay. Oh, but not writing like for the book.
No, it's just writing about you and how much you pissed me off that week. I'm kidding.
Oh, now the button works. Well, minus that last part.
No, writing about my life and how wonderful it is.
Oh, much better.
You're welcome.
What else is wonderful in your life?
You.
Oh, thanks. Next. Oh, Pup Striker says to take a fist. Daddy, do you have any pointers?
Start slow.
Mm-hmm.
Use lots of lube.
Mm-hmm.
Use butt toys that gauge up and try to leave them in as long like as you possibly toys? Can.
Yeah.
Butt plugs.
Yeah. A lot of people actually that explore more fist play to finally take a first fist, my first fit. Wow. A lot of people in here.
Wow. I started a trend.
It's not how that works, but I will say
in my world,
2023, the year of fisting and chastity, I feel like really exploded this year on yeah. the kink scenes.
Again, you're welcome.
Oh my God. There I'm. Anyway.
The narcissist in me says, you're welcome.
Posbert says, I want to do more scenes that require setup or that take a long time to nut. I want to get into a headspace and stay there for a while and get comfortable
gooning.
In it.
They want to goon.
Well, gooning could be, or they could mean like a more intense sort of scene that has maybe a pickup play and then maybe some kidnap play and then maybe some long-term edging play, like something that requires a bit more than just a want to get tied up and then jerk off. Okay, thanks. Like maybe they set up an entire scene, you know?
Mm.
Have you ever done something like that? You before Daddy answers, I could see you get so bored as I even explained that a second ago. I watched the full experience of you going, oh, God, oh, okay, oh, eye roll, okay, oh, wait, how long?
It's just so time consuming.
And that's why.
Who has this kind of time?
I cannot with you. I cannot.
My attention span is not very long.
No, I know. I know. There's actually a lot of hypno.
No, it sounds wonderful.
Well.
I would love to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people, like Naughty Wild Rose, says to finally suspend someone in Shibari.
Ooh, I did that to Artie, by the way. You know the class we took?
Yeah, practicing. I was there.
Although my TK, I need you to help me with my TK.
Okay.
It's not tight enough. And I always, that half moon hitch at the back.
It's a specific
kind of
suspension bondage.
I get
People confused. Might not know what you're talking about. Well, maybe you should.
But some your new spreader bars on my dungeon bed, I was able to fully lift them off the bed and it supported his weight. I figured if we should test it like on my bed. And so I pulled him up like 3 inches off
Daddy,
the bed.
Is this your way of just asking me to come over so you can tie me up? Because I was, yes, absolutely.
Yes, that's exactly what. Anyway, I got him 3 inches off the bed. And I was like, ooh, will the bars break? Will the bars break? And if they did, it wouldn't matter. He just falls 3 inches under the bed. But
it would kind of matter if the bars.
But now I know that they can hold weight. So it's good. It was a testing shibari.
Artie, I hope you're not listening. You're more than a guinea pig to me.
He didn't know that's what I was doing. He asked if I could suspend him. And I'm like, oh, sure. Let's try the weight load on these bars and see how it works.
You're terrible.
Am I, or am I just efficient?
You are something. A lot of people are talking about wanting to do more piss play too.
Oh, I fully support that.
Drink lots of water. Yeah. Make sure you're taking the right or not taking some meds that give certain tastes, you know, mm-hmm. to double check what that turns or what that does to your system. How about Little Oinkers, who says to be locked more than unlocked in 2024? That is a heavy fine there. Or that would be hard for me to be locked more than unlocked in a year's time.
Would it really?
Yeah. No.
I feel like you could do that.
I mean, I could, but
so I never know when you've locked and you're unlocked. It's always every time you drop your pants, it's always locked. Oh, unlocked. Oh, locked.
It can't be both every time.
No, it's always a surprise. I never know what it's going to be.
You could say that then, but you can't say
that's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
It's always locked or unlocked. That's both. That's
it's a surprise every time. That was my point. You don't listen to me.
I do listen to you. That's the problem. You don't. You know what? 2024 should be the year of listening, I think, for you.
Huh?
Exactly. How about this from Fimbo in training? Have much more sex, an orgy or two.
Oh, all right.
Why not three or four?
Yeah.
I mean, is a sex party an orgy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then we started out the year right at an orgy. Aww.
A party is not two people.
Not with that attitude. It's not because we're having a good time in here. Woo! It was how many people at that party? 12.
15? At the one we just went to?
Yes.
That's what we're way talking. More than 12 or 15. Like 20, 25.
He doesn't listen. He doesn't listen. It's literally the topic that we're talking about. No. We'll title
I didn't
podcast.
Know. Is it the party in your mouth? Everyone's and coming.
Orgies for 2024, the year of the orgy. 2024G. Ooh,
we'll 2024G. Keep working on Look it. At
you. Daddy, if people want to find you and all the shenanigans you're going to get into this
and
year.
And all the orgies I've been taping for
absolutely.
2024. You can see my naughty stuff at MrChristopher.com, and that's Christopher with a K and an F.
Oh, and you can find me everywhere at Pup Amp. That's just P-U-P-A-M-P. Very simple, Pup Amp.
Pew, pew, pup, pew, pup, pew. Pup, pup, pup.
Or you can go to pupamp.com for the sexy stuff. This has been a What's Your Safe Pod, What's a Safe Word production. And we will talk to you all this year. This year. Bye.
And, oh, bye. And if you like what we do, you want to stick around.
Stop. Stop. Wait for after that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can we give a goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. And if you like...
Three, two,
bye. And if you like what we do and you want to support us on Patreon, you can stick around and you can have a little aftercare with us.
We answer one of your questions of the kinky variety sometimes, but also sometimes a little more personal, just about our lives.
And so, that's patreon.com. What's the safe word?
Ooh, let's see if the sound effect works this time. Yes. Slay.